一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have chosen us.
天父，我们谢谢你拣选我们。
That even though we are just earthen vessels,
虽然我们只是属地的器皿。
That you have entrusted to deposit the life of your Son within us.
但你却把这极贵的生命放在我们里面。
That we may be servants for you.
使我们可以成为你的仆人。
Lord, we pray that you may continue to give us revelation.
主，我们祷告你继续向我们启示。
That indeed that we are nothing, Lord, but your Son is everything.
主，实在我们一文不值，乃是你的儿子是一切。
Lord, teach us the value of this treasure.
主，教导我们这宝贝。
Lord, we also pray for our brother Samuel and the translation, Lord.
我们也为蒋元根翻译的弟兄祷告。
That it may be glorious to you, Lord.
主，愿这一切能够乃是为着你的荣耀。
And in Jesus' name I pray, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Invite everyone to open the Bible to
We'll begin by reading Matthew chapter 22,
读第一节到第五节
verse 1 to 5.
可能我读一节中文，弟兄读一节英文。
We'll read it in Chinese and English alternately.
二十二章马太福音的二十二章第一节，耶稣又用比喻对他们说。
From verse 1, chapter 22, and Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said,
天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席。
The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged the marriage for his son.
就打发仆人去，请那些被招的人来赴席。他们却不肯来。
And sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come.
王又打发别的仆人说，你们告诉那被招的人，我的宴席已经预备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来复习。
Again, he sent out other servants, saying, tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner.My oxen, my fatted cattle are killed, and all the things are ready. Come to the wedding.
那些人不理就走了，一个到自己田里去，一个做买卖去。我还要读第六节，等一下。
But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business.
其余的拿住仆人，凌辱他们，把他们杀了。
And the rest seized his servants, treated them spitefully,And killed them.
好，我们第二处读箴言第九章。
And then we'll read from the book of Proverbs, chapter 9.
第一节到第六节和第十节。
Verse 1-6, and then verse 10.
智慧建造房屋，凿成七根柱子。
Wisdom had built her house; she has hewn out her seven pillars.
宰杀牲畜，调和脂酒，摆设宴席。
She has slaughtered her meat; she has mixed her wine; she has also furnished her table.
打发使女出去，自己在城中高处呼叫。
She has sent out her maidens; she cries out from the highest places of the city.
说谁是愚蒙人，可以转到这里来？又对那无知的人说。
Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. As for him who lacks understanding, she says to him,
你们来吃我的饼，喝我调和的酒。
Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine that I have mixed.
你们愚蒙人要舍弃愚蒙，就得存活，并要走光明的道。
Forsake foolishness and live, and go in the way of understanding.
你看这个光明道的英文是 the way of understanding， 它这个光明是 understanding。
The Chinese says the way of light， but English translates it as the way of understanding。
第十节
，and then verse 10，
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom， and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding。
你看这个 这个聪明啊，中文的英文翻译同样的是 understanding 啊。
And also here Chinese says cleverness, but the English is also understanding.
所以啊，什么是走光明的道呢？就是认识至圣者的道路，就是光明的道路。
So then, in the same way, the way of understanding is to know the knowledge of the Holy One.
好，我们一起先做一个祷告。
So let us pray.
亲爱的主啊，我们谢谢你召我们来参加来赴你丰盛的宴席。
Dear Lord, we thank you that you have invited all of us to your feast.
主啊，求你赐给我们一个谦卑、温柔和欢喜的心来回应你这一个智慧的呼召和呼唤。
May you give us a heart that is gentle and meek and full of gladness and gratitude so that we may answer your calling.
求你开我们的心窍，让我们能得着智慧和聪明，好走在光明的道路上。
May you open our hearts that we may have wisdom and understanding that we may walk in the way of understanding.
我们这样诚心的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our sincere prayers in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
我们感谢敬拜我们的主，他实在是爱我们。
We thank and praise and worship our Lord who truly loves us.
最近他连续不断的把他的心意向我们敞开，呼召我们进入他旨意的交通。
Recently, he continues to open our hearts and open his words, and that he calls us into the fellowship of his will.
我们好把自己放下降服，把我们灵魂的锚，就是我们的盼望，抛在幔内，就是抛在基督里面。
That we can abandon ourselves and forsake our own wills, and that we can cast the anchor of our soul, which is our faith, into him within the veil.
如此我们的人生就能又坚固又牢靠，因为在神的旨意中基督是一切的一切。
In such a way our life may be firm and steadfast because in that faith Christ is all and in all.
反过来说，如果我们不行在神的旨意中，不行在基督里，我们所做的一切都是徒然。
On the other hand, if we do notHide ourselves in Christ, if we do not walk in Christ, then all of our doing is vanity.
不但是不蒙他纪念，甚至在他的眼中是作恶的，就如马太福音七章所说的，那一些传道赶鬼行异能的人，所以对我们来讲，这是何等的一个警告。
Those works outside of Christ will not be remembered, and they might even be considered lawlessness, just like Matthew 7 says, many will be preaching in my name, many will be casting out demons in my name, but they are lawlessness.
所以我们不论做什么，总是要把神的旨意，把基督放在我们的心中，摆在我们的眼前。
So no matter what we do, we need to center our life on the will of God and for Christ to be in our heart.
因此保罗就是为着哥罗西的圣徒，他不住的祷告祈求，愿他们在一切属灵的智慧和悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
Therefore Paul says, as he prays for the people in Colossae, he says, I pray continually so that you may truly know the will of God.
知道神的旨意非常重要，需要属灵的智慧和悟性。
To know the will of God is very important. We need spiritual understanding and wisdom.
所以今天早上我就愿意进一步的来说到属灵的智慧和悟性。
So this morning we want to continue on this topic, the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
我们都知道在圣经里面箴言这本书是说到智慧。
So we all know in the Bible, the book of Proverbs speaks of wisdom.
等一下你就会发现，刚才我们已经读了一段，就是在箴言的八章和九章里面呢，说到智慧的呼唤和智慧的建造和工作。
We had already read a portion of it in chapter 9 and also in chapter 8, it talks about wisdom is calling out, she's building something.
在我们进到箴言之前，我们要有一个基本的认识。
So as we enter into the book of Proverbs, we should have this basic understanding.
其实基督就是神从神而来的给我们的智慧。
That Christ is our wisdom from God.
因为在灵前第一章三十节清楚地告诉我们。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, it tells us,
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧，就是我们的公义、圣洁、救赎。
But it is by his doing that you are in Christ Jesus, who has became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
这个是 NIV 的，就是 a New International Version， 新国际版的翻译。如果不注明的话呢，都是 New King James， 都是新钦定本的翻译。
This version here is NIV. If it's not marked on there, it will be from New King James.
这里说，神使基督成为我们的智慧。
Here it says, it is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become to us wisdom of God.
什么意思呢？就是基督成了我们的公义、圣洁和救赎。
What does that mean? He has become to us righteousness and holiness and redemption.
你说这个又有什么意思呢？
And you may ask, what does that mean?
基督成为我们的这个公义，是为着我们的过去，叫我们因信称义。
Christ has become our righteousness, is for our past, that all our past sins have been forgiven by faith.
圣洁是为了我们的现在，叫我们可以成圣变化。
Our holiness is for current our life, that we may be sanctified and transformed.
救赎是为了我们将来，叫我们身体得赎，可以进国度得荣耀说的。
And redemption is talking about in the future when our body will be fully redeemed, that we may be entered into the kingdom of Christ.
下一段经文在哥罗西书二章三节里面也告诉我们说，积蓄的一切智慧知识也都在基督里藏着。
And in Colossians chapter 2 verse 3 also says, in Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
你如果对照中文英文的，中文讲积蓄啊，英文就是 treasure， 就是宝藏的意思。
In Chinese it says all it's stored up, all the saving of wisdom, but in English says the it's hidden the treasures.
所以这节圣经可以这样翻译，就是啊，一切智慧知识的宝藏都藏在基督耶稣里面。
That all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ.
就是说只有基督，只有在基督里才是真智慧。
That only in Christ you will find true wisdom.
好，我们看下一节圣经，在箴言八章一到四节里面说。
Then another portion in Proverbs chapter 8.
智慧岂不呼叫？聪明岂不发声？他，你注意是一个女字旁的他，在道旁高处的顶上，在十字路口站立。
Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill beside the way where the paths meet.
在城门旁，在城门口，在城门洞，大声说：“众人啊，我呼叫你们，我向世人发声。”
She cries out by the gate at the entrance of the city, at the entrance of the doors.To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men.
可见呢，智慧是在人生繁忙的十字路口，在各个进口处呼叫人要来听他的话。
So here, wisdom is calling out at the intersection of everyone's life, at the entrance of the city, calling out to hear my voice.
要人认识他的宝贵，要人进入与他的交通里面。那特别智慧在这里是一个刚刚说了女性的代名词。
She wants men to enter into.All of her treasures, all of her wisdom.
你知道，在路加福音十五章里面，三而一的神、父子、圣灵寻找拯救人的比喻里面，圣灵就是以妇人作为代表的。
In Luke chapter 15, there is a parable of how God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Triune God, came out to seek after men.
所以，智慧不但是指着基督，也是指着圣灵说的。
And in those parables.The Holy Spirit is represented by a woman with a lost coin. So here, wisdom talks about the Holy Spirit.
就是末后的亚当吃成了叫人活的灵，就是这一个借死而复活成为赐生命的圣灵。
That the last Adam has become that life-giving spirit.
所以保罗把智慧和启示称为属灵的。
And therefore, Paul says this wisdom and understanding is really spiritual wisdom and understanding.
我们再看下一处经文，就是箴言九章一到二节。
And then we just read from Proverbs chapter 9:1-2.
智慧建造房屋，凿出七根柱子；智慧宰杀牲畜，也调和止酒，摆设宴席。
Wisdom has built her house; she has hewn out her seven pillars; she has slaughtered her meat and mixed her wine; she has furnished her table.
这个中文有个特别的词啊，叫止酒。 就是美酒好酒的意思。
Okay, Chinese says she has mixed her fine wine.
因为中文里头这个纸啊是存了很久藏了很久是非常好的意思。
And in Chinese, this fine wine actually means aged wine. It has been stored for a long time.
所以神的旨意啊就是在神心里面藏了很久存了很久那个美好的意念。
So this wisdom and this will of God has been hidden in the heart of God for a long time. It's an aged wisdom.
顺便提一下酒和油在圣经里面都是预表圣灵。
And also to mention, wine as well as oil in the Bible has always represented the Holy Spirit.
再下出一个经文，箴言九章三节和五节。
And continue on in verse 3 and 5.
智慧打发使女出去，自己在城中高处呼叫人，你们来吃我的饼，喝我调和的酒。
She has sent out her maiden. She cries out from the highest places of the city, "Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine that I have mixed."
你从刚刚这几处经节里面可以简单的看见啊，智慧呼召，智慧建造，但是呢，它是用一个摆设宴席的方式呢来进行的。
So from these verses, we can see very simply the wisdom is calling out. She is building her house, but the way she's building is by spreading a feast before men.
他是经过吃喝享受的方法，使一个没有智慧的人可以得着智慧，并且完成神建造的旨意。
Through eating and drinking and enjoying her, one who is simple without wisdom can gain wisdom.
好东西吃啊，就很容易接受，对不对？
And if something is good to eat, then it's easy to receive.
但是属灵的吃喝跟我们这个物质身体吃喝的原则是一样的。
But the principle of eating and drinking in the body is the same as eating and drinking in the spirit.
你吃饭是想一想呢，还是张开嘴巴吃？
When you're eating, are you thinking about it, analyzing it, or do you just open your mouth and eat it?
属灵的吃喝享受一定要开口。
So to enjoy the eating and drinking in the spirit, you have to open your mouth.
生活里面要开口，聚会里面也要开口。
You need to open your lips in your daily life. You also need to open your lips in the fellowship.
包括开口祷告，求告主名。
Including open your mouth to pray, to call on the name of the Lord.
开口读主的话，开口唱诗，还有呢，开口分享交通。
Open your lips to read out the word of God. Open your lips to sing and worship.And to open your lips to fellowship.
所以今天的题目就是智慧的呼唤。
So today the topic is the calling out of wisdom.
三个点。
There are three subpoints.
第一，借着吃喝享受进入神旨意的交通。
First of all, through eating and drinking, we may enter into the fellowship of God's will.
第二，借着属灵的吃喝享受得以成圣变化。
Secondly, through the eating and drinking in the spirit, we may be transformed.
第三，借着属灵的吃喝享受基督，接受十字架的工作，完成神的新造。
And thirdly, through enjoy Christ through spiritual eating and drinking to accept the work of the cross and to complete the new creation.
我们先看第一点啊，借着吃喝享受进入神旨意的交通。
So we see the first one by eating and drinking and enjoying enter into the fellowship of God.
刚刚读了箴言九章二节跟五节哈。
And we just read from Proverbs chapter 9 verse 2 and 5.
就是他宰了牲畜，调和了脂酒，摆设了宴席，说你们来吃，你们来喝。
That wisdom has slaughtered her meat, has mixed her wine, and furnished her table, calling out to say, "Eat my bread and drink the wine."
所以智慧呼召人来吃他的饼，来喝他调和的酒。就是来享受他已经摆设好已经预备好的宴席。
That wisdom is calling out to men to come and eat her meat and drink her wine, to enjoy the table that she has already furnished.
也就像我们一开始刚刚读的马太福音22章1到4节，天国好比一个王为他的儿子摆设娶亲的宴席。
Just like what we read in the beginning from Matthew chapter 22, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who has already prepared a wedding feast for his son.
神的儿子已经完成了救恩，宴席已经预备好了，好比牛和肥畜 都已经宰了，是完成的。
The Son of God has already accomplished redemption. That the feast, well, the wedding feast is already prepared. The fatted calf and the oxen has already been slaughtered.
就是说，神的爱子已经在十字架上为我们的罪被钉死了，而且他复活了，各样都已经预备好了。
Meaning the beloved Son of God has already died on the cross. He has already resurrected. All the salvation and redemption has been prepared and made ready.
什么叫参加宴席呢？参加宴席啊，就是啊，接受救恩，就是因信称义。
What does it mean to attend the wedding feast? It simply means to accept and receive the salvation by faith.
我们用吃喝享受宴席表示什么呢？不但我们心里面相信，我们口里面要承认。
By eating and drinking of this feast, it means not only we believe in our heart, but also we confess with our mouth.
心里相信，口里承认，就这么简单。
It's so simple to believe in our heart and to confess with our mouth.
但是你千万不要轻看，你也不要不理。神来邀请我们，我们就随意走开了。
But never look lightly upon this invitation and not ignore it. Do not walk away from this great invitation.
世界上人都是这样轻看，所以智慧今天早上在呼唤呢。
All the men of the world has looked lightly upon this wisdom, therefore she cries out.
这也是新约和旧约不同的地方。
This is also the difference between Old and New Testament.
旧约是在律法底下的劳苦，新约乃是在恩典底下的享受。
In the Old Testament is the labor and toil under the law, but in the New Testament is the enjoyment in His salvation.
享受什么？就是享受神的爱子，神的爱子为我们所成就的救恩。
What's the grace that we are to enjoy? It is that the Son of God, the beloved Son, who has accomplished great salvation.
千万不要骄傲，自以为是，轻看恩典享受，自己以为我非要劳苦，哎呀，靠自己劳苦没有安息。
Do not be proud, do not boast in your own work and labor, thinking I can do all the work, but simply come to enjoy the salvation of the Lord.
简单的说，享受恩典呢，才是真智慧呀。
In another word, to enjoy the grace of God is true wisdom.
基督就是那个宴席。
Christ is that feast.
也就是每一周主日主桌子上那个饼和酒所预表的。
Which is what's represented by the bread and the cup on that table every Sunday.
他本来是浩大无限的神，但是因为爱我们，就道成肉身来到地上，成为一个受时间空间限制的人。
He is a great God, vast and limitless, yet because of love, he came to the earth, limited, bound by time and space.
他为我们破碎，他为我们从死里复活，成为微小的饼和被压榨而成的酒。
For us, he died on the cross. For us, he resurrected. And he became that bread that was broken and the cup that was, that went through the wine press.
就是那个幕后的亚当所成为的包括一切的赐生命的圣灵，让人可以接受进来做我们的生命和我们的享受。
He became that last Adam. He became the life-giving spirit that by him we can come into the life of Christ and enjoy all of him.
不要上山，不要下海，只要心里相信，口里承认，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是何等伟大的智慧和伟大的救恩。
There's no need to go up to the mountain. There's no need to descend into the depth. We only simply need to come and enjoy the grace he has given. What a wonderful salvation.
从亚伯拉罕主耶稣的身上来看这个宴席的事。
If you see through the life of Abraham and through the life of Christ, you can see this feast.
旧约时代，亚伯拉罕因为接待三位天使，就把他们请到了自己的帐篷里，为他们摆设了。
In the Old Testament,
摆上了这个上好的宴席。
In the Old Testament, Abraham received three angels into his tent and set a feast before them.
就是在享用食物里面，亚伯拉罕成为了神的朋友，他们有了美好的交通，进入了神丰富的旨意。
Through the enjoyment of feast together, Abraham became the friend of God, and he entered into the fellowship of God's will.
你说吃了一顿饭，启示了什么丰富的旨意啊？
And you may ask, just through eating a meal together, what kind of will of God was revealed to Abraham?
他说你要生一个儿子以撒。
God told him, you will have a beget a son, Isaac.
你知道亚伯拉罕生以撒代表什么吗？
Do you know what that represents?
这开启了天国和弥赛亚国的序幕。
It opened the prelude of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of the Messiah.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和他们的子孙就将来要成为天上的星、海边的沙，就包括了你我这些外邦的信徒、教会和以色列人。
Through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and through Israel and all of his descendants, they will be as numerous as stars in the sky and sand by the sea, including you and I by faith.
另外一面呢，他也启示了神的这个审判和毁灭，对索多玛、俄摩拉的审判毁灭，而且启示了对罗德的拯救。
In the same feast, God revealed to him the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah and revealed to him the salvation of Lot.
你以为神要毁灭罗德、索多玛、俄摩拉吗？
Do you think God desires to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah?
其实神心里多么的希望地上有一个人懂他的心意，来为着他们向他代祷。
But how the Lord desires for one man, one righteous man on the earth to pray and to intercede according to the will of God.
借着吃喝，亚伯拉罕成为了耶和华的好朋友，成为神在地上的最好的同工和伙伴。
Through eating and drinking with God, Abraham became a friend of God. He became a close companion of God's work on the earth.
其实要认识一个人最好的方法就是请他吃饭，然后呢用餐来彼此交通。
Isn't that true? The best way to know someone is to have a meal with them. And to, through eating and drinking, enter into a fellowship with
us. And
how the Lord desires today to reveal His will to us.
使我们能够明白他旨意的奥秘，所以他请我们来吃喝享受他。
That we may also understand the mystery of His will. Therefore, He invites us to eat and drink of Him.
但愿我们都做一个谦卑、乐意接受他邀请的人。
So then we may be humble and be willing to receive all, to accept his invitation.
我再加几个字，做一个谦卑、乐意接受他邀请的智慧人。
And now add on to that, to be those who are humble, willing to accept the invitation, those who are wise.
不要像那一些骄傲、无知、愚蒙的犹太人。
Do not be like the prideful, simple people who deny his invitation.
不但自己做生意不管他，回到田里甚至于把他给杀了。
Do not be like those who the people who received the invitation but they went back to their own business, back to their own farm, and even killed his servant.
他们拒绝接受邀请来赴宴席，结果呢这个救恩就临到了你我外邦人。
They rejected they were like the Jewish people of old. They rejected this great invitation. As a result, this invitation came upon Gentiles like you and I.
这个礼拜六的福音聚会就是最好的机会，让我们去邀请我们的亲友、我们的朋友，来参加这一个属灵的基督的智慧的宴席。
This Saturday, the gospel meeting we have is the best opportunity to invite your family, your friends, everyone you can to come to this great feast of wisdom.
让我们都像亚伯拉罕一样，做耶和华主耶稣的知心朋友。
That we may be like Abraham, to be called friend of God.
照着他爱人救人的心意，为朋友、为同学、为同事祷告。
That we can pray and intercede on behalf of God, who has a heart to save everyone.
我特别鼓励年轻人或者学生，当然在座的每一位，至少将一个福音朋友对象放在我们的心里。
I really encourage the young people, of course it is for everyone, that we will have at least one person who is on our heart to pray for them.
先为他祷告，再邀请或者把邀请卡传给他，再或者口头邀请，或者把邀请卡传给他。
Pray for them earnestly, and then to pass on the invitation to the gospel meeting.
让我们自己先做一个智慧接受邀请的人，到主这里来。
May we first be the ones who are wise to receive the invitation.
再借着我们把更多的人邀请到这个宴席中，好进入神旨意的交通。
And that through us we can bring in even more people into this feast, that more may enter into the fellowship of God's will.
新约时代呢，主耶稣带领他的门徒三年半，常常是借着吃喝的场合，把他们带进神旨意的交通。
And in the New Testament time, Jesus also, for 3.5 years with his disciples, he's often eating and drinking with them.
为的是认识他自己，并且向他们启示天国的奥秘。
The purpose is that he can reveal himself to them, that he can also reveal the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
反对神旨意。弃绝天国之王的犹太宗教徒呢，也是在吃喝的事上挑战主，弃绝主。
And the religious leaders and the Pharisees, who are rejecting this invitation, who are against God, often challenge on this matter of eating and drinking.
我很简要的跟他讲三个 occasion, 三个情况。
I'll simply remind you of three occasions.
马太九章啊，主耶稣呼召了税吏马太，就是写马太福音的马太，他的朋友好些税吏罪人一同吃饭。
In Matthew chapter 9, it records how Jesus called out Matthew, the tax collector, who is the author of the book of Matthew. And after that, he went to eat and drink, with the tax collectors and sinners.
法利赛人就定罪耶稣。
So the Pharisees judged, condemned Jesus.
但是主呢，就借这个机会启示他自己是医生。
And through that opportunity, Jesus revealed that I am the physician.
哦，世界上还没有个医生这么个看病法的。
And this is the first time a physician in the world, treats patients in this way.
他要借着与罪人同欢，借着和他们吃喝愉快的交通气氛中来医治他们。
He says, through the feast with these sinners, I may bring healing to them.
什么人是智慧啊？
Who is wise?
你要承认自己有病，有是有病有罪的人，你就用得上。
Those who confess that I am a sinner, I am sick and needs healing.
反而是那些自义的老宗教徒无法进入神旨意的交通。
But the foolish are those old religious leaders who refuse to confess that they need healing.
这里说实在，你可以看出智慧和愚蒙。
So you see the contrast between the wise and the simple.
其实啊，和谦卑和骄傲有关系。
It actually has everything to do with who is humble versus who is prideful.
第二处，同样的九章啊，新宗教徒约翰的门徒定罪主耶稣。
In that same chapter, the new religion, the disciples of John the Baptist also condemned Jesus.
他们说啊，他们自己和法利赛人常常进食，而主耶稣跟门徒呢一同吃喝，你们怎么不进食呢？
They said, well, us, we and the Pharisees, we often fast. How come you and your disciples do not fast?
主耶稣就借这个场合启示啊，他自己是新郎。
And through that occasion, Jesus revealed to them that I am the bridegroom.
他自己是新的衣服，就是新人，就是神的新造的遮盖和荣耀。
Jesus says he is that new garment, that is the new garment covering a new creation.
他又是新酒，他是新人里面的生命、喜乐和活力。
He is also that new wine, he is the new joy and vitality, the life within a new creation.
神所赐给我们的这一位智慧，我们的主耶稣，他不但是遮盖我们的新衣，他也是遮盖我们外面的衣袍，还要成为我们里面的圣洁和救赎。
This Christ, this Jesus, not only he is the garment of righteousness, the robe of righteousness covering us from without, he's also the joy from within.
Amen. 再一个最后一个例子哈，马太十二章啊，耶稣安息日从麦地经过，门徒饿了，就掐起麦穗来吃。
Another example in Matthew chapter 12.On the Sabbath day, they were passing through a grain field, and the disciples were hungry, so they picked up some grain and ate it.
你看这些法利赛人有没有安息？没有，他定罪主耶稣和门徒，你们做安息日不可做的事啦。
And that simple act caused no rest to all the Pharisees. They were accusing Jesus as you did what is unlawful on the Sabbath day.
主耶稣就借着这个场合提醒他们说，大卫王和跟随之他的人进了圣殿，吃了不可吃的陈设饼。
So the Lord used that opportunity to remind them, see King David who entered into the temple and ate the showbread.
你知道主在这个场合启示了什么？
What does that mean?
启示了他才是真大卫，他才是天国的王，是他开启了 国度的时代。
And he, through that he revealed that he is the true David. He is the kingdom of heaven. And through him, the age of the kingdom will begin.
不止如此。
Not only that.
他还启示他是安息日的主，他还启示他是更大的殿。
He also revealed that he is the Lord of Sabbath. He is the one who is greater than the temple.
你不要小看这个跟主耶稣一起同席啊，这个所启示的旨意何等的丰富。
So don't look lightly upon eating and drinking with Christ Jesus, because the revelation through that is so great and so rich.
人在他里面侍奉神，有完全的安息和满足。
And as we serve and minister before him at the feast, we enter into a full enjoyment.
这一幅图画里面呢，对我们而言，基督其实就是那一块整片的麦田呢。
And in that picture, Jesus is that whole grain field to us.
我们跟随他，我们侍奉他。
As we follow him, as we serve him,
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
He is our shepherd, we shall not want.
这是基督的所事和他所做的重要的内容。
That is all that Christ is to us.
快快往前，主的救恩是完全的救恩。
And his salvation to us is complete.
不只有起初的救恩，在知识道理上认识、尽心相信、接受他，在地位上客观的被称义而已。
Not only that initial salvation by which we know of him, and that by in position that we are sanctified.
还要追求魂的救恩，就是在生命上要成圣和变化的实际。
Not only we're justified, but also through the salvation of our soul, we're being sanctified.
下面一处经文，箴言九章十节告诉我们说啊，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And Proverbs 9:10 says, "Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom."
但是只是开端，刚刚进入智慧之门。
But it's only the beginning, just entering into the gate.
还有下半，要继续不断的来到他的话语面前，追求主观的认识这位至圣者。
But we need to continue on into the word of God that we may have the knowledge of the Holy One, which is understanding.
这个引到了第二点呢。
And that which brings us to the second point.
就是借着属灵吃喝的享受得以成圣变化。
Through spiritual eating, drinking, and enjoying that we may be sanctified and transformed.
借着吃喝享受不但能进入神旨意的交通，还能够借着所吃之物在我们里面做那个变化的工作。
Eating and drinking with him not only brings us into the fellowship of his will, but also it will transform within us.
因为人活着不是单靠食物，乃是要啃从口里所出的一切的话语。
Because man does not live on bread alone, but through every word from the word of mouth.
靠着主的话，我们得以成圣，磨成儿子的形象。
That through the word of God, that we can be transformed into the image of his son.
因为你认识至圣者嘛。所以你当然能够成圣。
The knowledge of the Holy One will cause us to be holy.
这个就是聪明。
That is sanctification. That's wisdom.
你说什么叫做聪明的，是一个聪明的人呢？
What does it mean for a man to be wise?
马太福音提醒我们有五个聪明的童女。
Remember in Matthew gave us a parable of five wise virgins.
他们不但聪明，他们怎么个聪明呢？他们不但手里拿着灯，而且还在器皿里面预备油。
They were wise because not only they were holding a lamp, but they prepared oil within the lamp.
拿着灯啊，表示他们已经重生了，灵里面重生了。
Holding the lamp meaning they have all been saved and born again.
预备油在器皿里啊，表示他们还要魂的变化。
But preparing oil within the lamp meaningtheir soul had been transformed.
因为油预表圣灵，灯是我们的灵。
Because the lamp is our soul, and the oil is the Holy Spirit.
那我器皿呢，是表示我们的魂。
And this vessel is our soul.
是什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们得救以后啊，神的灵要从我们的灵里面扩充到我们的器皿，从我们的灯里面扩充到我们的器皿，就是魂，就是我们的心思、情感和意志里面。
And that by after salvation, the Holy Spirit of the Lord will manifest Himself within our soul, our will, our mind, our intellect, our emotions.
From our spirit, huh?
Through the spirit, yeah.
Through the spirit. 当我们体贴圣灵的时候，就是把心思放在灵上的时候，乃是生命平安。
When we are mindful of the Holy Spirit, then He becomes peace and joy within our soul.
这是我们每天在生活里面可以操练，也可以经历的。
That is something we can practice and experience daily.
那么我们怎么吃喝，怎么享受呢？
So how do we eat and drink? How do we enjoy Him?
下面一个经文呢， 这个约翰福音六章六十三节啊，叫人活的乃是灵，就是赐人生命的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我主说，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And this verse from John 6:63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life, and the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life."
吃主的饼，喝他调和的酒，就是借着读他的话语，接受他做属灵生命的粮食和供应。
Eating the bread of the Lord and drinking the wine that He mixed is to through reading of His word. To accept His word as the bread of life.
因为主的话是灵粮，所以我们必须要用正确的器官，就是我们的灵，去接受它，而且要到它这里来得生命。
Because His word is the spiritual food, therefore we have to receive it in the spirit using the right organs.
那你说什么是错的器官呢？
You may ask, what is the wrong organ?
错的器官就是用你的头脑一直去想，一直钻牛角尖，去问，这个挑毛病，那这样得不到生命。
The wrong organ is using your mind, using your intellect, try to analyze, trying to find fault. You will not receive life in that way.
而用灵最好的方法就是开口祷告，要用祷告的灵去接受主的话，不一定要完全明白字句的意思。
But the best way to utilize your Holy Spirit is by opening your mouth and through prayers to receive and accept His word. You might not fully understand in the beginning, but simply through prayer receive that word into your life.
Oh, 你说朱弟兄 ，wait a minute， 不要 fully understand。我举一个例子。
You may ask, oh, brother Samuel, what do you mean that I don't fully understand?
你每次吃饭，你知道这个菜怎么做的？这个菜里面的成分，详细成分是如何？
And I'll give you an example. Every time you eat a dish or a food, do you understand how to cook everything, or do you know all the ingredients within the food?
肚子饿了，还要用大脑袋拼命想，赶快吃吧。
If you are hungry, do you use your brain to think about how this food is cooked?
同样的，
or you just simply eat it?
太丰富了，不是我们这个小小的脑袋一下子就能明白的。
In the same way, the word of the Lord is so rich. It's so full. It is not something that we can immediately understand with our mind.
只要在灵里面，借着每天的读经和祷告，把它接受进来。
But in the Holy Spirit, through daily reading and prayer, simply accept it into your heart.
在生活里面呢，借着不断的祷告，跟他对话，反复思想，跟主有交通，就好像那个牛啊，在反刍一样。
It's in your daily life as you fellowship with Him, as you ask of Him, as you pray to Him, that these words will come back to you like regurgitating cows, and you continue to chew on it.
就会有回头的亮光。
And then you will see a light as you turn your head around.
这个是属灵的吃喝，叫我们就能心意更新而变化。
That is eating and drinking in the spirit that our mind may be transformed, and our heart may be renewed.
而且吃着喝着，我们的灵命长进了，我们的灵目力就更高了。
And also as you eat and drink, as your holy as your spirit grow, your understanding will improve as well.
上个主日，九位弟兄姊妹受浸归入主的名下。
Last Sunday, 9 brothers and sisters were baptized into the name of the Lord.
一信主，一得救。就要开始吃喝，拿了个 baby 生下来不吃奶的。
As soon as they were baptized, as soon as they accept the Lord, they need to start eating and drinking. Do you see any new baby that refuse to eat drink milk?
我相信你们都有了哈。我们可以开始和弟兄姊妹一起追求，一同操练。
And immediately we can begin to fellowship with our brothers and sisters, pursue the Lord with them, and to exercise this life with them.
一起吃。
Eat together, drink together.
我们就开始经历这一个成圣变化得荣，慢慢生命长大，成圣变化得荣的天路历程，好不好
？Immediately, you can start to experience this heavenly life in which we grow and our life is being transformed, sanctified, and glorified.
使徒保罗就是一个好的例子。
And Apostle Paul is a great example to us.
他从前是一个逼迫。信奉这道的人，后来却转变变化成为了一个传扬见证这道的人。
We all know before he is a persecutor of those who are preaching the word, and he became one who is preaching the word.
就在于在大马色的路上，主对他所说的话和他自己向主的祷告、对话和默想。
All started with on that way to Damascus when the Lord spoke to him, and then he return to the Lord in prayer, in meditation.
他就祷告，他主跟他说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
And the Lord told him, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting.
他祷告了。
So he probably is praying back to the Lord.
主啊 how could it be? 怎么可能我逼迫你呢？
Perhaps he says, Lord, how could it be? I did not persecute you.
原来啊，他是逼迫在地上信主的人。
He was simply persecuting those who believe in the Lord on the earth.
主说你就是逼迫我在天上的耶稣。
Yet the Lord says, you are persecuting me, Jesus, who is in heaven.
哦，他原来想啊，信耶稣的跟耶稣原来是一个头和身体的关系。
Perhaps he came to the understanding that those who believe in the Lord and Christ is this relationship of body and the head.
打我的手就是打我嘛。
If you hit the hand, you're hitting me.
那么主为什么说你为什么你就直接吩咐我做什么？干嘛还要派一个弟兄来跟我讲干什么呢
？So that he says, if you can talk to me, you can just tell me what to do. Why do you have to send someone else to tell me what to do?、
彼得就开启了，原来基督是头啊，教会是身体啊。
And then Paul came to a revelation that Christ is the head and the body is the church.
我相信就是保罗或者那个时候还是扫罗吧，借着跟主不断的交通、祷告、求问。
And for 3 days, Saul was in talking with the Lord in darkness, asking the Lord, fellowshipping with God.
神就把那个藏的，怎么说？我们刚刚讲那个旨意啊，就保存的那个珍藏的，哎呀，隐在创造之神里面的那个美意，那个奥秘。
And then through that fellowship, God was able to reveal to him the mystery that has been hidden through creation.
就是基督和教会的那个看见呢。
That he saw a vision of Christ and his church.
所以他可以从一个逼迫这个道的人，甚至成为为这个道见证、传扬而殉道。
He went from a man who persecuted those who preached the way.And to a man who preached the way and testified to the word of God until he became a martyr himself. He became a poured out as a drink offering.
见证人跟殉道者其实同一个字。
And this testimony and the martyr is actually the same word.
但是啊，十字架不是终点。
Yet,
十字架乃是达到荣耀的路。
Yet the cross is not the destination. It's simply a way through which we can reach glory.
这带我们进到第三点。
And which brings us into the third point.
借着属灵吃喝，享受基督，接受十字架的工作，完成神的新造。
Through enjoying, eating and drinking in Christ, we can accept the work of the cross and complete the work, God's new creation.
这都是在这个智慧的呼唤这个大题目下面。
It is all under the crying out of the wisdom.
我们再看一下，刚刚读过这个经节了，箴言九章一到二节。
We also have read it before from Proverbs 9.
这里讲到建造房屋、凿成柱子、宰杀牲畜、摆设宴席等等哈。这里你看英文哈，它智慧建造房屋，英文是说 her house， 意思就是她的家。她的家是什么？就是教会。
Here it says, wisdom has built her house, hewn her pillars. What is her house, which is the church?
这里告诉我们什么？智慧就是圣灵，就是主自己。他还要把这些经过成圣变化的材料，要雕刻成为柱子，是为着他教会的建造。
What it means here is that the wisdom, which is the Holy Spirit, is building up the house of God. He is hewing out pillars, preparing building materials so the church of God can be built up.
第一节有建造。第二节后面有宴席，这个表示什么呢
？And it begins by building a house, and verse 2 talks about setting a feast.
表示这个建造的工，凿出柱子啊，跟圣灵十字架的工作和吃喝享受，被主的灵充满浸透变化有关系。
That it's talking about hewing out the pillar, preparing for the material, has everything to do with eating and drinking in him, receiving the work of the cross.
所以一节他说了建造凿成，马上接着二节就说宰杀牲畜，调和脂酒，摆设宴席。
So he says he has built his house, hewn the pillars, prepared the food, and mixed the wine.
啊，我这个柱子啊。我举两个例子哈，一个是雅各，一个是保罗。
I'll give you two examples of this matter of pillars.
圣经里面头一根建造的柱子是创世纪28:18-19.
The first time the Bible mentioned pillar is in the life of Jacob from Genesis chapter 28.
下一个 slide 哈，就是雅各在伯特利做梦了以后将所整的石头所立的。
That Jacob, when he had a dream in the wilderness, he woke up and put the stone that he laid his head on, lifted up as a pillar.
清早起来所整的石头立作柱子，浇油在上面。雅各就给那地方起名叫伯特利，就是神殿、神家的意思。
He rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on it. He called the place Bethel, which means the house of God.
不但二十八章，还有下一个35:14-15, 雅各从巴旦亚兰舅父，就是他岳父家里回来以后立的。
And it moves on to chapter 35. He came back from Paddan Aram, which came back from his uncle's house.
你看雅各在那立了一个石柱，在上面不但浇油还奠酒。雅各就给地方起名要叫伯特利。
And he came back to the same place. He set up a pillar in the place where God spoke to him.
这告诉我们什么？
He poured a drink offering on it and poured oil on it.
就是雅各在他生命的经历中认识了神。用新约的话就是基督是他的一切，也是牧养他一生的，他是这样被变化被雕刻而成的。
This story tells us how Jacob's life was changed and transformed through all the work of the Lord.
雅各这个经历啊，就是是一幅很美丽的图画。
It is a very beautiful picture.
他说啊，就是一个人啊，以往是靠自己的抓夺，后来却完全降服而依靠主做他的牧者，最终成为神殿神家建造柱子的一幅生动的图画。
It is a beautiful picture of a man who used to use his own life, own strength to grab, until he became a man who knows the Lord as his shepherd, and he was made into a pillar in the house of God.
圣经啊，真是好啊。
The Bible is so rich, so full.
你去读这个创世纪二十八章，你去读那个前后文，读那个背景。
And as you read the Genesis, the story, the context of the story.
枕头啊，是指着人的安息。
Here it talks about he used the stone to lay his head on. It talks about his rest.
你说雅各在家里有没有枕头啊？
You said, did Jacob have a pillow? When he was at home?
有啊，有那个 memory foam 啊，有那个很好的枕头啊。
Perhaps he has a memory foam, the best pillow in the whole land.
雅各在自己的抓夺，在母亲的偏爱中没有安息。
Yet he was grabbing everything for himself. He had the favoritism from his mother, yet he had no rest.
但是到了创世纪二十八章啊，雅各在人生走投无路的时候啊，来到了天地之间，枕在了一块神所造的石头上面，得到了一夜好眠。
In chapter 28, he came to the wilderness at the crossroad, the dead end of his life. He suddenly came to rest his head upon a stone and came to the opening of heaven and earth before him.
并且他看见了一个天大的神旨意的一个大异象。
And he rested that night, and he saw a great vision.
你说这个的异象有什么了不起啊？
And you said, what's that vision all about?
就是一个梯子，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
He saw a ladder on which the angels of the Lord ascending and descending.
你到了主耶稣来到地上的时候，你就明白了，原来神的旨意啊，就是神的使者要在人子的身上上去下来。
And that picture became complete when Jesus came to the earth, that the will of God is Jesus said like that ladder, that the will of God can ascend and descend through him.
这位使者就是神所差来的爱子，爱子，他道成肉身，降世为人，受死复活，升天又降下成为圣灵，就是那个油所预表的。
And this messenger of God is Christ himself, who came from heaven to earth, and who went up to the cross and went down to the grave, who rose again and again sent his Holy Spirit down to men.
你想那一幕，
If you see that picture,
雅各醒了，心生敬畏，那是智慧的开始。
And Jacob woke up all of a sudden and says, how awesome is this place? There is fear of the Lord in his heart.
这个地方何等可畏啊，乃是神的殿，天的门啊。
He says, how awesome is this place? It's none other than the house of God and the gates of heaven.
然后他做什么事？他就把所整的石头立为柱子，浇油在其上。
So immediately he took that stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a pillar, poured oil upon it.
这个举动记载在圣经里面，这是了不起的一件事。他预言他自己人生的归宿和安息就是与主合一，成为神建造中里面的一根柱子。
And that was recorded in the Bible. He prophesied in his own life that he will be rested upon Christ himself.That he will be made into a pillar in the house of God.
在创世纪28章和35章之间呢，是经过了雅各的舅父，就是岳父拉班和他的妻子和儿女20年的对付。
So between chapter 28 to chapter 35, it was 20 years of dealing in Jacob's life.
经过了亚伯渡口，和神摔跤，结果这个雅各瘸了。
He went through the dealing of his uncle Laban and his wives and children. He went through the ford of Jabbok and that he was wrestling with God in which he became limp.
又经过了四剑，他的女儿被玷污，他的儿子利未和西面杀了四剑全城的人，闯下了滔天大祸。
He went through Shechem in which, at which his daughter was raped and his sons killed the whole city of Shechem and committed great sins.
这个时候的雅各再一次来到伯特利。
And at that time, Jacob again came to Bethel.
再一次立起柱子。
Again, he set up a pillar.
不但在上面浇油，而且在上面奠酒。
Not only he poured out oil upon it, but also drink offering.
雅各再给那地方起名叫伯特利，就是神的家，神的殿。这的一切都是智慧凿出柱子的过程和结果。
Again, he called that place Bethel, the house of God. You see this whole process, how wisdom is hewing out a pillar in Jacob's life.
创世纪有五十章啊。雅各接下去三十五章失去爱妻拉结。
And immediately after chapter 35, he lost his beloved wife Rachel.
三十七章失去爱子约瑟。
And he lost his beloved son Joseph.
若干年后再见到约瑟的时候，这个时候雅各已经变成了以色列，成为了神的王子。
And many years later, when he saw Joseph again, at that time Jacob has already become.
到了四十七章，他能为法老祝福。
Prince of God.And then he was able to bless Pharaoh.
到了四十八章，他能为约瑟的两个儿子祝福，称神为牧养他一生的主。
Chapter 48, he blessed the two sons of Joseph. He says, "Lord is the one who shepherded me all my life."
最后四十九章，他能够预言，可以祝福他的十二个儿子和他们的子孙，要带进基督，成为神在地上的家，以色列国完成了神的旨意。
And at the end of his life, in chapter 49, he blessed his 12 sons and prophesying that they will become the kingdom of Israel at the house of God.
奠酒说出雅各一生经历神的供应、雕刻、制作和充满。
And this drink offering, this wine offering talks about all the dealing of the Lord in his life.
这个雕刻的过程是神所取去的，以他自己来代替。
The Lord is sculpting him, showing him all that the Lord has taken away from him, he replaced it with himself.
所以雅各一生经过了智慧，经过了圣灵，经过神的雕刻，自己成了酒。
So through all the work of the Holy Spirit in his whole life, he himself became a drink offering.
能浇奠在神的殿上，从此他就成为了建造的一部分。
That he became a drink offering pouring out onto the pillar of the house of God. He became a part of the building work of the Lord.
没有了自己，抓夺的雅各不见了。
He no longer have that Jacob who is grabbing for himself. He became Israel, the Prince of God.
用新约的话说，基督成了他的一切。
In the word of the New Testament, Christ has become his all in all.
哦，主啊，新约的保罗也是他说不再是我，乃是基督。
In the New Testament, Paul also says, "It's no longer I who live, but Christ in me."
下一个经文，提头四章六节，他说：“我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。”
In 2 Timothy verse 4, he also says, I am being made into a drink offering, and the time of my departure is near.
陪祭，主要的祭物是他所服侍的外邦教会，他献上的就是 浇在周围而已。
He is just that drink offering. His offering are the Gentile that he has ministered unto before the Lord, and he just poured himself around that offering.
保罗是完全被主和主的旨意、基督和教会所占有、所充满、所浸透、所管理的。
And Paul has been occupied to be completely filled by Christ and His church.
下面一个灵前十五章十节。然而我今日成了神，何等人是蒙神的恩才成的？
And 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, By God's grace, I am what I am.
就是保罗是完全被基督所组成的。
That he has been completely governed by Christ.
什么柱子？什么是柱子？
What does it mean to be a pillar?
柱子就是不再是我。
Pillar just means no longer not I, but Christ.
今天智慧也在我们身上做雕刻的工作。
Today, wisdom is doing the same work in our lives.
要把我们凿成柱子，适合神殿的建造。
We may be hewn out as pillars in the house of God.
所以我们有的时候不明白为什么有些事会临到我们。
Sometimes we don't understand why things occur in our lives.
但是，建造教会的智慧，基督，圣灵，他知道在做什么。
However, the wisdom that is building the house of God, Christ and His Holy Spirit, they know what they're doing.
最近有几位高中生的爸爸、父亲聚在一起祷告。
And recently, there are some fathers of high schoolers gathered among themselves to pray.
因为孩子青春期的挑战呢、啊，不知道怎么办呢、啊？他们就盼望自己和孩子都能走在敬畏神和得智慧的道路上。
They say because they saw many challenges of their children who are going through adolescence, and they do not know how to deal with them. They desire for them as well as their children to walk in the wisdom of God.
他们没有别的办法，就谦卑自己，每周聚在一起，同心迫切的为自己、为家庭、为孩子们一起祷告。
They confess they have no other way to help their children or to help their family except to come together to pray earnestly.
这是神的智慧啊，似乎是家庭的难处啊，但是几位父亲可以接受圣灵的雕刻和制作。
It is difficulty in their family life, yet they have the wisdom from above, knowing their only way is to come and pray together to allow the Holy Spirit do its work.
让圣灵在自己身上做工，而且同被建造在一起。
So the Holy Spirit can complete that building work in their life that they can be built up together.
这是智慧建造房屋凿成柱子的一个例子。
That is a great example as how wisdom is building her house, hewing out her pillars.
最后
Lastly, in conclusion,
智慧的呼唤目的是招我们进入神旨意的交通。
The calling of wisdom, the purpose so that we may be brought into the fellowship of His will.
智慧的呼唤要我们经历魂的救恩，变化成为主的形状。
That He brings us into the transformation of our soul, that we may be transformed into the likeness of His,
智慧的呼召就是让我们接受圣灵的雕刻建造，成为主的居所，好完成神的新造。
And He calls us so that we can surrender ourselves under the building work of the Holy Spirit.
实行的路是什么呢？就是活在与主的交通中，听从智慧。
What is the way to practice this? It's simply to live in the fellowship of the Lord, to listen to His word.
今天我们一再强调吃喝享受。
Today we have kept emphasizing eating and drinking and enjoying.
吃喝表示完全的接受。
Eating and drinking simply means we accept.
享受表示欢然的听从。
And enjoying means with joy we can listen to Him.
这一段经文说要听从，第三十二节，众子啊，要听从，因为谨守我道的，变为有福。
So here it says, listen to instruction in verse 32.
第三十三节，要听教训，就得智慧。
Verse 33 says, hear instruction and be wise.
三十四节，听从我，日日在我门口仰望，在我门框边等候，那人变为有福。
Verse 34, blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at the gate.
这个听从什么就能得到，寻得我的就是寻得智慧的，就得生命，也蒙耶和华的恩惠。
Whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord.
众子可以指着教会，就是的每一个肢体，我们每一个人都要听从主的话，不但要听，还要顺从里面生命的感觉。
Here it says, listen to me my children, all my children, all the church of the Lord, listen to the word of the Spirit. not only to hear, but also to receive and accept.
这个听从里面生命的感觉，上一周弟兄告诉我们说，这是提升我们到属灵更高之处的实际。
Our brother had reminded us last week, hearing the voice in our heart is to bring us onto a higher ground.
保罗是一生听从，所以他我没有违背从天上来的意象。
Paul had listened to the word of the Lord all his life, therefore he says, I was proven not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
为什么要听从他？因为基督是教会全体之首，是神使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Listening to God because Christ is the head of the church, that by listening to the Spirit, Christ can be preeminent above all things.
变化山上神国度的小影中，天上有声音出来说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son, listen to him.
今天唱的诗歌，我们可以把那个诗歌第一节打出来，那个第一节就说，神在天上有一宝贝，就是神子主基督。
And here the hymn that we just sang, saying God in heaven has a treasure, that is Christ himself.
神在地上也有一宝贝，就是启示在圣徒里面的基督，换句话说，也就是得着基督，被基督所充满的我们。
Yet God also have a treasure on the earth, that is Christ within all of us.
好不好？让我们都听从神的爱子基督，就是智慧的呼唤。
So let us all hear from the wisdom that is calling out to us.
什么叫做日日仰望？日日在门口仰望，在门框边等候，就是在每天的生活中，借着读主的话和祷告，凡事问问他。
Here it says, watching daily at the gates, watching daily at the posts of the doors. That just simply means we can fellowship with him daily.
这种生活就是属灵的吃喝享受主，从借此听从就得智慧，做个有福的人。
As we eat and drink and enjoy him, that we can be those who are wise, who obtains favor from the Lord.
我们这样寻得智慧，就得生命，也蒙耶和华的恩惠。
Those who finds wisdom finds life, and we can obtain favor from the Lord.
好吧，我们最后把这个诗歌的第一节和第四节再唱一次。
Let us sing stanza 1 and 4 one more time.
有一个更深的领会，口唱心和。
Now that we can have a deeper understanding of the hymn together.